The big day. Nothing will be the same from now on. Quite a step, isn't it? Wedlock. And who gets to look after the keys? Oh, but the chapel is filling up now. Best let the past slip away. It was the vanishing moment.
What can I say? I hadn't expected anything to happen. And it wasn't like I was looking for it, or for someone special. I was kind of in between relationships, if you know what I mean. And look where it got you. It wasn't until I was standing at the counter, watching Lisa weigh my bag of sunflower seeds, that I saw her for the first time. I mean, really saw her. Too bad you weren't blind. I must have been in that health food store 1,000 times. Well, let's say at least 12 times, and we'd gone through the same motions. Her putting my stuff in the bag, me giving her the money, and so on. But this time was different. Lisa was putting my tub of peanut butter in the bag. She looks at me, I look at her, and suddenly everything's in slow motion. Ultra slow-mo. Like the kind they use in baseball. Now you're talking. To show how a ball dips, or curves when it crosses home plate. I figured the Blue Jays would go all the way this year. And the batter swings and misses. A couple of season tickets and we're set. And she smiled. A nice, warm smile. It was the kind of smile that said, I'm here. I'm interested. What are you going to do about it? In fact, why don't you do something about it? All they need is a good DH. So, I did. I said, maybe we should do something sometime. Like what, she asked. Like go to a movie or listen to some music, I said. And she said, when? And I said, Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. If only I were a poet, I could write you a poem. About your lips, your legs, your eyes. How I like to kiss the back of your neck. How I like to... But then I don't. Which is probably why I run a bookstore selling books instead of writing them. Carl, what are you doing?
Taking a look.
Will you get away from there?
Sure. Place is really filling up. Looks like it'll be standing room only. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our main event. And in this corner, we have the challenger, the young, the vivacious, the beautiful Lisa Garnett, weighing in at 110 pounds. Ounce. And in this corner is the champion.
Is my tuxedo too small?
No.
It feels tight across the chest, makes it hard to breathe.
Take your jacket off and relax.
You think I should?
Sure, you got over 20 minutes before the first round starts.
What's that?
It's just a little... something to take the edge off things. It's a going-away present.
You're kidding. It looks like there's over an ounce in there.
It's not every day my good buddy takes the big plunge. Care to indulge right now?
No, I better not.
Tell you what. While we're waiting, I'll roll up a few numbers.
Yeah, sure. What's the matter? Afraid to get high? Hardly. It's just that I've got enough going on today without...
You're worried about what people will say.
I don't think I need it. I'm high on adrenaline already.
Do you think the bridesmaids are wearing lavender all over?
What?
The dresses are lavender, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking if that meant everything, like their bras and their panties, too.
What does it matter if they do or not?
I was trying to picture Marcia Kronowski in lavender panties.
Make sure you behave yourself. At least until Lisa's parents leave the reception.
Hey, you're talking to Mr. Discretion. Besides, I haven't figured out if Marsh is an A or a B yet.
Carl. My amigo. My roommate. Soon to be my ex-roommate. He has 2 lists for women. An A and a B list. To get on the A list, you either have to have class, or radiate sex appeal like a nuclear test site gives off radiation, or... be filthy rich.
I like them when they have all three rolled into one. The essential quality that gets a woman on the B list is that she is grateful to go out with Carl at any time and makes no demands. Of course, once a woman is B-listed, she can never move up to the A's. But some women on the A-list can do something wrong and drop down to the B's. Let's face it, life is hard. I've told him that this is a bad way to look at women. You know what he said? That I was too much of a romantic. That people have to look out for themselves these days.
There. This'll take care of you.
Have you got it?
What?
The ring.
Yeah, it's right here in my pocket.
Can I see it?
Phil, you just took a look at it 2 minutes ago. Will you relax?
Please, I'd like to see it.
I don't believe this. All right, are you happy now?
Yeah, thanks. Go ahead. Ask him. You know what he'll say? If you don't, you'll be sorry. There's nothing to talk about. I made a decision, and now am I doing the right thing?
What?
Is this what I should be doing?
Listen, I don't think this is the time or place to get into that.
Carl, you didn't answer my question.
Of course this is what you should be doing. You're just stressed out. Distressed.
You think that's it?
Yeah. It's only natural to get jumpy. Lisa is a terrific lady. I mean, she's not a feminist or anything. And she's got a sense of humor, which is important these days. And on top of that, she just finished getting her chiropractor's license. Great back rubs forever. What more can you want?
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, ask him. I already did. No, you didn't. You chickened out. What are you talking about? Go ahead, I dare you. Ask him the real question. Listen, you dork.
Will three do?
What?
I rolled three up for you.
Thanks. Do you think she's the one?
Huh?
Lisa, is she the right one for me?
I can't answer that for you, buddy.
I know, but you can tell me how you feel.
Well, one thing is for sure. You are crazy about her, and she feels the same way about you.
You aren't just saying that? I mean, how she feels about me?
No. Well, you should know what I'm talking about. In the past 6 months, I've never seen anything like it. You guys are as hot now as when you first started out.
Hands, lips, breasts, legs twisted together. Like wrestlers locked in an embrace forever. We try to pin each other down for the count.
I never thought it would last.
You didn't? Why not?
Because it never does for me. Everything goes great for a month or two and then it screws up.
But you never gave them a chance.
What are you talking about? Sure I do.
You didn't with Karen.
Oh, amigo, you don't have any idea what she was really like.
She could have been the right one for you.
There's no such animal.
You were a goner when you first started going out with her.
It's nothing but a myth. Dumped on us by Hollywood, songs on the radio, soap operas, and comic strips.
But you just didn't want to admit it.
Hey, it's our need to have someone else in our life which supports the myth. We project this need onto the other person. We say, she's the one for me, the one I've been looking for all this time. She's this, she's that, she's perfect.
I don't know if Lisa is perfect, but the first time she gave me a massage, I've never felt so close to anyone. It was like her fingers were stroking my bones.
How you doing?
Fine.
We just got the word. ETA is in 15 minutes.
Right.
Still plenty of time to change your mind.
What do you mean by that?
Hey, it was a joke. A bad one. I know. I'm sorry about that.
Do you believe that kid? He's got a lot of nerve saying something like that.
He didn't mean anything.
Well, he should know better.
In fact, he kind of reminded me of you.
He did? How?
When we used to rip around on my Kawasaki.
Oh, yeah. I was some motorcycle.
Hey, remember the time we went up to the lake and ran out of gas?
Sure do. That's how we met those girls.
Oh, that's right. Rhonda and, what's her name?
Abigail.
They were really something.
She was the first to make you feel whole. To make her parents' veranda, a rocking chair, sunlight through bamboo blinds, rocking back and forth.
We had some good times with those girls.
I'll say. Abigail. I wonder where you are now. Probably has 2.5 kids and a mortgage in the suburbs. We swore our love would be forever and ever. And it was.
until she had to move because her father got transferred. Long-distance romances never make the cut.
Where are you going?
Outside.
What for?
Feel like some fresh air.
I think you better stay put, Phil.
I'll just be out in the parking lot.
Well, as long as you don't go too far off, I guess it's okay. Here's your jacket.
I don't need that.
Come on, man. Put it on.
Why?
Because, I don't know, someone might see you.
Everyone's in the church.
Philip, what is this?
What is what?
No, nothing. Make sure you don't wander off, all right?
Yeah.
He looked worried, as if I might try and run away or something.
Why not? All I need is some air to clear my head. It's so stuffy in there, I can't think straight. Why don't you keep on going? What? Why don't you walk down the street, get a cab, and take off? That has to be the stupidest, most infantile... What are you getting married for? Because I want to. Because Lisa wants to, you mean? You're 30 years old, man. Don't give up now. I'm not giving up anything. I'm going to have a relationship which means something. What about all the other women in the world? There's so many good-looking. What the hell? It's Tracy. Tracy Lassinger. Now there's a woman. Legs that go for days. Runs her own company. Free spirit. What's she doing here? What do you think? She came to see you. It hasn't been that long. What do you mean? It's been over 5 months since I last talked to her.
Hey, Philip.
Hi.
Why don't you come over here? I won't bite, you know.
Remember that weekend you spent at her cottage last summer? We were like teenagers who couldn't get enough of each other. Suntanning on the deck in the nude. Making love in the woods, in the water, on the roof at night. Millions of stars watching us, judging us. Like divers, jumping off backwards, tucking in legs, arms, somersaulting once, twice, then straightening out. Re-entering the water, each other, touching bottom. She said that it would never be the same for her with any other man, that you had spoiled her.
Why don't you get in?
All right.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Look at her. Still as beautiful as ever. Well, don't sit here like a gork. Say something.
So, what brings you out this way?
Gee, I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop by.
Really?
If you believe that one, you're a bigger dope than I thought you were.
Oh, no, actually, I am. I knew you were getting married today, and I just wanted to wish you all the best.
Well, thanks.
No, really, I mean that, Philip.
I know.
Okay.
She wants you, man. She really wants you bad. No, she doesn't. She's just being a friend.
Well, she certainly is a lucky woman to get someone like you.
That's what I keep telling her, but I don't think it's sunk in yet.
Well, it will, believe me.
Make your move.
How are you?
I'm fine. Fine. Business is good, and you'll be glad to know my tennis game is improving.
Set up a date. You can have both of them, man.
What are we going to say?
It doesn't matter. Look, I better go. I wouldn't want you to miss your own wedding.
No, it wouldn't be a good idea.
It's just... I wish I could say the same about my personal life.
What's the matter?
You're not part of it anymore, that's what.
No, I've said too much as it is. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks, Tracy. You know, you're welcome to come inside if you want.
I can't go into church looking like this. All I've got on is a T-shirt and a skirt.
And probably nothing else.
You know me in clothes. I try and wear as little as possible.
Maybe you could come to the reception later. I'm sure Lisa would like to meet you.
Who are you trying to kid?
No, I better not.
Well, whatever you think's best.
Look at the tan on those legs. I bet it goes all the way up. I bet there are no tan lines.
Here.
What's this?
It's a present for you. And Lisa.
Tracy, you didn't have to do that.
Go on, open it.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. It won't take you a second.
Well, okay.
Now, if you don't like it, I want you to say so. I've got the receipt. You won't hurt my feelings if you take it back and exchange it. Was it okay?
It's incredible. I don't know what to say.
Does that mean you don't like it?
No, not at all. I love it. Thank you.
The guy at the store said it was the best 35mm camera on the market.
You can't get them any better than this. Must have set her back a few bills. She can afford it. Look at the car she's driving.
Are you sure now? I mean, I know how much you said you needed a camera.
Yeah, I do. But you really shouldn't have spent so much.
Believe me, you're worth it, Philip.
Well, if you say so.
Would you like to take my picture? It's loaded.
You think of everything, don't you?
I try.
Okay, let me check out the camera first. Make sure all the settings are...
Wow, look at that limousine.
Where?
In front of the church. I've never seen one that long. It must be one of those stretch models.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
That's Lisa and her father getting out of the car.
Oh.
Man, you are in trouble with a capital T. How are you going to explain this?
What are you talking about? This is your way out. Once Lisa spots you with your ex-girlfriend.
I think you better get going.
Yeah. Thanks for everything, Tracy. I'll call you sometime.
You better not.
Why not?
Well, because your wife might not like it. But I'd like it if you did.
Oh. See? What did I tell you? That's an open invitation if I ever heard one.
Remember the time you went up to the lake and ran out of gas?
What?
Prospect Lake. The night we picked up those girls.
Oh, yeah. Abigail and... What was her name?
Rhonda.
Abigail was really something. She was the first to make you feel whole. To make her parents' veranda, a rocking chair, sunlight through bamboo blinds, rocking back and forth.
We sure had some good times with those girls.
You're not kidding.
Rhonda always wore pink barrettes in her hair, and after we necked, we could never find them. I guess she was the first girl I was ever in love with. I was so... alive. I can even remember.
What?
No, forget it. Come on, put on your jacket.
Wait a minute, I want to know what you were going to say.
First, we have to make you look respectable.
All right, already, I'll put it on.
There you go. You look like $1,000,000.
Ask him what he was thinking. Why bother? Carl never gives a straight answer. I'm not saying he's a liar or anything, but...
What were you going to say?
When?
Earlier, when you were talking about Rhonda.
Well, I just realized that Karen seemed to be a lot like Rhonda. At least at the start.
Yes. I can see that.
But she sure wasn't by the end.
Care to elaborate on that?
Maybe some other time.
You always do this, Carl.
But I mean it this time. I do want to tell you what happened, but not right now.
Why not?
It's your wedding day, man. When you're standing beside Lisa, I want you to be happy.
I'll be a lot happier if you tell me what went on.
No, you won't.
Because if you do, then I really will believe that you're my best man.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm telling you how I feel, Carl.
Well, even if I wanted to, we don't have the time.
Not if you keep stalling like this.
All right. If it means that much to you. You know how Karen and I went out for about 4 months, which is some kind of record for me. And what was even more amazing was that I was still crazy about her. So I decided to ask her if she wanted to live together. I made this special dinner for us.
You mean you cooked?
Yes. I can cook. Sometimes.
I've never seen you in the kitchen.
I think that was the week that you were out of town. Yeah. Anyhow. I made Italian. She was crazy about Italian, so that's what I made. I had champagne, candles, the whole number. We get into the bubbly, and we're getting nice and loose, so I figure, well, now's a good time for my little speech. But before I get started, she lays a speech on me. Seems like she likes me, but not as much as I like her. It also seems like she's pregnant.
You're kidding.
No. She decided that I would make a good father for her child, which she planned to raise on her own.
You mean she didn't ask you?
She didn't think she needed to. And she thought we could still be friends in spite of what she'd done.
What about the kid?
She's taking care of it.
How do you feel about that?
How do you think I feel? Sometimes I get so down, I just... Once I went over there and parked outside her house. But I didn't go in. I just don't know what to do about it.
I can imagine. Is there anything...
It's time, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Listen, we'll talk about this later. At the reception.
Not if I can help it, man. I'm going to make sure you and me get absolutely smashed.
Well, if you insist.
But thanks for listening, amigo.
Do I look okay?
As pretty as a Christmas tree.
Well, here goes nothing.
Don't worry. I'm right beside you. All the way.
It. There's no turning back now. Here she comes with her father. She has her arm through his. Wait a second. I can't tell if Lisa is supporting him or he's supporting her.
Probably Lisa. Her old man's always tight.
She looks so radiant. Like an angel. Her dress shimmers like...
You know, there's still time to change your mind.
What?
You can still get out of this if you want.
Why can't you ever leave it alone?
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done, man. Why tie yourself down with one person for the rest of your life?
I don't see it that way.
It's a dead end.
Maybe. Maybe not.
All you have to do when the minister asks you the big question is say no. N-O spells no.
But I'm going to say yes. Because I believe when you say you're going to do something, you should go through with it. It's called being alive.
Does that include jumping off cliffs?
It may be the wrong choice in the long run, but I have to take that chance.
You're a fool, man.
If that's what it means to be in love, then that's what I am.
F-O-O-L.
God. To have her standing beside me like this makes my knees tremble. Oh, why don't we get started? I can smell her perfume. I hope Carl has the ring. I hope I remember what I have to say.
You all set?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony.
It's funny.
Which is an honorable estate.
Now that we've started.
Instituted of God.
I know this is what I want.
Signifying
Lisa, Lisa, Lisa.
That is betwixt Christ.
If only I were a poet, I would write you a poem.
It's done. The stretch limo is waiting to take you where? The reception, of course. And after that, the vanishing point.
Thank you.
The Right One by Brian Wade. Featured in the cast were Ron White as Philip and Maurice Godin as Carl, with Cordelia Strube as Tracy, Brian Stittle as the Usher, and Frank Perry as the Minister. Original music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was John McCarthy, with sound effects by Jean Sarrazin, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. The series script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The Right One was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Bill Howell. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. Please take a few minutes to send us your comments. The address is Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. We look forward to hearing from you. A few of the best of Vanishing Point are still available on audio cassette from CBC Enterprises. Look for Vanishing Point cassettes at your local dealer or write to us for further information. Next week on Vanishing Point, don't miss The Doctor of the Soul, a strange and poetic drama by Kingston novelist David Helwig. This CBC Toronto production stars Greg Elwand, Cordelia Strube, and Karen Woolridge. That's next week on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Lorna Jackson, wishing you good night.